Caroline. Gerald liked to visit the house after work. Perhaps like isn't the word, though. It was more that he felt compelled to visit. Every afternoon at 5, he left the insurance office downtown. And each afternoon, he intended to drive back to his condo on the east side. He intended to send his resume out to contacts back in the city. He intended to box up his things and leave this place that had left him tired and gray and alone. But every afternoon, his red Camry turned the wrong way onto Banford Road and carried him out to the edge of town, to the house they once shared. Gentle creaks of the iron fence echoed soft, and sprouts of crabgrass came up through sidewalk edging. Each day he visited that house under the guise of checking for mail or ensuring that doors and windows were securely locked. It had been nearly 3 years, and still something prevented him from letting go, from putting it on the market, from moving back to the city from which he came. It was Caroline who persuaded him to leave the city and move to the house that had been her parents' and their parents before that. Caroline's ancestors had landed on the craggy Maine coast countless decades before, and in marrying her, Gerald had become connected to the place as well. Not that he was particularly happy about it. Not long after moving to the coast, he began to think about ways to get back to the city. He volunteered for assignments that entailed travel and started to think of ways to convince Caroline that they had made a mistake. But Caroline loved the coast, and the fresh air seemed to do her good. She was pale and delicate when Gerald first met her. It often seemed like the city overwhelmed her. And while she was thriving in her childhood home, she was also developing habits and proclivities that bothered him. At first, there were just long walks down the back path, leading to the shore, and spare moments around the house when he would catch her whispering to no one in particular. But then she stopped sleeping in their bed through the night. He would wake in the dead of night and call her name throughout the house to no response. He would find her in the morning, sprawled across the wicker couch on the back patio, or feverish in some deep sleep in the front parlor chair. He began to see her less and less. She was often nowhere to be found when he returned from work, and she would appear late in the evening as if she never left. She started to grow distant, and her hair grew long and wild, its dark strands tangling into knots down her back. One October evening, Gerald arrived home late from a business trip to Dunstable. He threw his things on the floor of the front room, annoyed that Caroline wasn't there to greet him. When he woke in the morning, he was alone. He waited and waited each day, imagining she would just turn up. He'd gotten so used to her being away that he didn't think to worry. After a week passed with no signs of her, he decided to contact the police. They did a full investigation, but their only clue was a report of two figures on the cliffs late the evening of Gerald's return home. Caroline had no other living family besides Gerald, and the police tired of their fruitless searching. They found a body months later up the coast, too badly decomposed to identify definitively. The police decided it must be Caroline and closed the case. On that day, Gerald packed a suitcase and left the house, wondering if he ever really knew his wife. In the days after his move to the condo in town, Gerald had dreams filled with blues and greens and whispers. A sad solitary bird late in the evening, warm figs, and his wife's soft fingers. Soon after the dreams began, he started taking drives back by the house. And not long after, he began dropping in, ambling through the fields, on the cliffs, and eventually into the dust-covered halls. The faded wood creaked under his feet with each gentle step. This had been his home for years, but he felt as if he were intruding. A rich perfume emanated from the walls covered with old wallpaper and peeling paint. It was strangely familiar. The damp air soothed him, caressing the dark hairs on the back of his hand. It made him drowsy, but he always left just before the sun could set. There were some things he did not need to remember. As weeks turned into months, Gerald became unlike himself. He fell into a wakeless sleep each night, sleeping well into the morning. He started visiting the house more often, constructing elaborate excuses for his absence at work. Each evening, he lingered on the edge of the lawn, stepping into the car and driving off just before the sun set, and his darker memories were able to settle into the place. But each departure just made him feel more of a pull to the house. One evening, just as he was about to leave, he thought he heard a voice coming from inside. He laughed out loud, thinking that he had allowed himself to visit a bit too freely with the past. But then he heard it again. Gerald put his car keys back in his pocket, opened the door to the iron fence, and slowly walked up the drive. He wasn't sure what compelled him. Every thought told him he should go back, but he continued on. He unlocked the double bolts on the door and stepped into the dark house. He reached for the lights, but something stopped him. He heard the voice again, beckoning him to the back porch. Gerald hurried through the house, and when he opened the door, he heard the creak of footsteps across the porch. The sun had set, but he could hear the gravel of the back path crunching under some weight. He hurried down the path, following twig snap and leaf brush in the darkness. Could Caroline have returned? Gerald felt his gut rising up into his chest. His heart vibrated against his ribs. Memories started to flood back, memories he wasn't sure he wanted to confront. The salt air, the dark water swirling below, a purple ribbon wrapped round a wrist. He reached the cliffs and searched the moonlit expanse. There, on the point overlooking the sea, he saw her. Caroline's white face reflected the light from the moon and from the water. Her hair was dark and tangled, and she was wearing the gray dress she wore the night she left. She had come home. He called to her, apologizing. Her voice soothed him in a strange timbre, pulling him towards her. Gerald reached out to catch her hand, but all he felt was cold air, and then the frigid water of the sea.